Libertarians on the rise. The selection this past weekend of Governor Gary Johnson and Governor Bill Weld as the president and vice president for the Libertarian Party provides yet another twist in this unusual election year. National polls where Mr. Johnson's name is included in the options to select for president has him polling at roughly 10%. Many polls, without Mr. Johnson being mentioned, are showing Mr. Trump and Secretary Clinton in a head-to-head race. Although a Quinnipiac poll on June 1, 2016, has Clinton up by 4, 45-41, so that any diminution in support for either of them could have a dramatic impact on the outcome of the November election. Quinnipiac, on the same day, has another poll with Clinton at 40, Trump at 38, Johnson at 5, and Stein at 3. Both polls, on June 1st, have the undecideds at 12-14%. Clearly, it's a bit early, and candidates get a huge boost when they are crowned by their party to be the nominee, as reflected by Mr. Trump's poll numbers, and potentially the same for Mr. Johnson. The fight goes on with the Democrats as Senator Sanders continues his quixotic quest for the Democratic nomination. There is no doubt that the country is at a partisan crest, but this is a much more complicated analysis than may readily appear and is often not spoken about when poll results are published. The key in any presidential election, of course, ultimately is electoral college. There are always a few swing states, and this year we can focus on Ohio and Florida that have, in fact, determined the outcome of some recent elections. In addition to Ohio and Florida, we can place Wisconsin, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, Colorado, Iowa, and North Carolina as in play. And then the game changes more than a little. Will votes cast for Mr. Johnson and Mrs. Stein tip the scales to essentially take those states out of play and cede them to Mrs. Clinton or Mr. Trump? Does the race get even more complicated if, as Mr. Crystal predicts, a conservative candidate arises? It's hard to imagine that the conservative candidate could be on 50 state ballots like the Libertarian candidate. But if conservatives focused again on the swing states and those in play, then Mr. Trump's votes could be further diluted. This will be a unique experience as we watch the polls, and I caution with just watching, as one must dig into the polls in order to understand what they actually reflect versus the top line. I can only imagine that the business and advertising managers in network television are salivating over the opportunity to have at least 3 and possibly 5 candidates running. This leaves enormous opportunity for continuous news coverage. Social media will be abuzz as each group feels the pressure and the opportunity that these unusual, if not strange, circumstances will create. Naturally, at this point, it would be appropriate to say good luck to the candidates. But in this case, I would say good luck to the rest of us.